Joe Franklin, the freak, is in the studio. Matt, he's got his freaks picks of the week.
Just tell me you didn't pick Pittsburgh this week, though, Joe. Come on.
No, sir. No, no. Matt, I can't be a homer every week.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, let's get this thing started.
It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
All right, I'm going to start off by leaning on you guys. We've been talking a lot about high school football and the championships. Give me your best matchup. I know they're all good matchups, or if you want to focus on a game that you may be calling, Trey, give me one that stands out to you.
I'll go first. I'm not going to take the Bentonville Fayetteville, even though that was the conference that I played in, and I might still – Trey's, but I think that Pine Bluff Greenwood matchup.
You just
is the
stole
best
it from
one.
Me. Yeah. It is. Bob's shaking his head too. I mean,
that's the fun one.
We've seen Bobby Bolding and Bob. Thank goodness they won this year, or he probably would try and petition to where we couldn't broadcast this game tonight. But they have so much speed at the skill positions. Does Pine Bluff? They're big up front. But Greenwood and what they have with Drew Morgan, we saw them against Searcy last game of Russellville, last game of the regular season, a good Russellville team. They went in there and dominated them.
Well, it's a contrasting style. You're going to see Pine Bluff, a very physical football team. They're going to dominate in the trenches. There's guys that are going to be playing at the next level on that Pine Bluff Zebra team in the offensive and defensive front. Then when you look at Coach Rick Jones, who has a better program in the state of Arkansas over the last 6 or 8 years than Rick Jones? He's going to find a way to spread you out, get the ball to his skill people, and we'll see tomorrow whether Pine Bluff can find a way to shut down that powerful Greenwood offense.
That's who we're going with, Joe.
Okay,
Greenwood and Pine Bluff at noon.
I think everyone agrees here. I talked to sideline reporter R.J. Hawk, and that's one that he was really excited about as well. And speaking of contrasting styles, tonight, 7:30, ESPN, you got number 6 Syracuse taking on the Arkansas Razorback basketball team. And the Hogs will want to get up and down the floor, press defensively. Everyone knows about Syracuse's zone, and, you know, they'll want to make it a half-court game. So that's one to look out for tonight.
And tomorrow, come on, Joe. Don't leave us hanging now.
Yeah, tomorrow. This is my pick here. SEC championship game, number 2 Alabama at number 3 Georgia, CBS 3 o'clock. I mean, you can't beat this. The winner has a chance to, you know, for the SEC to win a 7th straight BCS title game, and they'll be taking on Notre Dame. So that's the game I'm going. You know, I'm going to go the easy route here, Matt. I'm going to go with Bama.
Come on, Joe!
Everybody, yeah. Bama.
It's easy to go with Bama because of the coach. First of all, Nick Saban, I think, is hands down best coach in college football. But I'm giving Georgia a chance here. You know, a lot of people are looking past them like it's a gimme that Alabama's going to win this game. No, Georgia has a chance to win the game, and they have the experience there, more experienced players. But you got to give that coaching edge to Saban. But Alabama's not unbeatable. We've seen it. We've seen them lose to A&M
Joe,
this year.
Coaches don't make a single play on the game.
That's right.
That's why I'm going with Georgia. Matt, if they can protect Aaron Murray, Alabama's secondary is suspect. I think Aaron Murray, if he makes some good throws, stays in the pocket. He hadn't really played his best game as a collegiate football player. I think he plays it tomorrow on the biggest stage. Bakari Rambeau has a monster game defensively for Georgia, and the Georgia Bulldogs win. And Mark Richt, who was on the hot seat 2 years ago, wins a national title.
If
they can protect him, it's going to be on Georgia's offensive line versus Bama's defensive line. Because if they protect him, Georgia will win the game.
Joe, I like those picks, buddy.
Yeah, I like everything about that as well. That was my key. The only thing is, I haven't seen the quarterback. I haven't seen him perform like that, Murray.
He hasn't. You're right.
He's got to be protected.
He has not played good in big games.